Welcome back to How to Be in Radio, tips and tricks on how to be a better broadcaster. Today, I'm going to teach to you about specialty announcing, how to become a voiceover artist. Voiceover artists are used for many different things, voice commercials, PA and systems, and even voice cartoon characters. Let's begin, shall we? First, let's start off with the commercials. The voiceover artist, their job is to make the voice that plays during the commercial. You don't see them, you just hear them. It helps to have the right voice for the right product, like the Coors commercials, when you hear Sam Elliott. Coors, the banquet beer. Now, how would that sound with a different actor? Let's say Charlie Sheen. So Coors Light, it's a beer, and it's not as good as cocaine, but it still kind of gets you drunk. And by the way, I have like 13 STDs, all right? Like I had just said, many celebrities have become famous for doing voiceovers for certain commercials. Like I did Sam Elliott. Even people like Morgan Freeman. And even Godfrey got famous for a few commercials. Another interesting job of voiceover artists is to voice cartoon characters. Many famous celebrities have become very famous celebrities from their voiceover work on cartoons, such as Seth MacFarlane, Mike Judge, and even Matt Parker and Trey Stone.
I'm on your podcast.
Hey! Shut up, King! Respect my authority!
Man, at the YouTube on them Mango podcast, man, they think they don't. Yo, man, they just record themselves. Man, I tell you what, man.
Well, I was about as talented can get, I tell you what.
Another way, one way to get into the voiceover work is to find a talent agency in your area. I unfortunately could not find one. So, to fill the rest of this, I'm going to do every impression that I can, or all the ones that I think I can.
Now, this is a great podcast. Wonderful podcast. Great podcast. How to Be on Radio. It is a wonderful, wonderful podcast. It's not fake news like CNN. It is the truth. It is a good podcast.
Now, you say that it's fake news, but I actually made all of that. This is all me. Trey Gilliam did not make any of this. I, Barack Obama, made all this.
Now, why this is a good podcast and what I cannot stand is a lie. But what I will say,
I did not have sex with that woman.
Now, the best thing about this podcast is that it doesn't go into outer space to the Nebulon Overlord and then they come down here and they try to absorb us. And guess what? I got a rock in my pants.
Well, that's about it for this podcast and all those impressions that I tried to do. This could be my last podcast, so I'd like to thank you all for listening to me. Thank you so much, and I hope this will help me get a job in the radio broadcasting industry.